What's occurring?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Do please play along on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
I think Becky's winning. Yeah, you are definitely winning this week. You're doing really well, Becky. Come on, Chappers, play up.
You meant to be encouraging me, or are you being cruel to be kind?
Yep. I've got three situations. As always, you tell me what happened next. Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the people who work at Radio 1?
Yeah.
How greedy are they?
How greedy are they?
Yeah. You know, like, food gets delivered to Radio 1 all the time.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a little free table upstairs, which sometimes, like, loads of stuff just gets put on.
That free table is rubbish. There's a basket that's been there for... I think it's just another word for bin. There's, like, some dog food and a basket that's been there weeks now.
It's usually the same people, though, isn't it? Yeah. I don't think you should...
Like who?
I don't think there's any need to go into that on air, because people...
I can name names.
People wouldn't know who these people were, but it's normally the same five or six people who... descend on that table.
And if,
and the food.
If food gets delivered, they're like, yeah, I'll have some of that. Like Gannets, aren't they? Like who in particular?
There's one man in Newsbeat who's renowned for coming down straight away for the food.
Yeah. Now, I sent an email earlier to Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Alid, Rachel, Matt Fincham, Sarah Cox, Edith Bowman, Laura, who used to work on the show off of Laura's Diary, Hannah Morrison off the news, and David Garrido off the sport, various people at Radio 1, and I said I had some donuts in the studio. Free donuts, first come, first serve. To test out who would get down here first and nab the free donuts.
Okay.
Now, this is just after lunchtime, so they all should have been quite full. Who was first to the donuts out of those people?
Who's on the list again? No, I'm joking. Oh. I'm joking. He was going to do it as well. Well, can I say who I'd know it isn't?
Yeah.
Well, it's not David Greeder, because I don't think he's here at the moment.
Oh, he was going to be my first choice.
Oh, balls. Why have I done that?
Oh. Wally.
Oh. It was so good.
Oh, no,
him.
But he came back in this lunchtime to pick something up. Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, what a div.
Div.
So I'm not going to say David Greeder anymore.
But he normally is first there. He loves it. Any free food, he's there. Right, so, well, that's going to mess things up, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, really.
Mm.
All right, I will go Hannah Morrison.
Hannah Morrison. Off the news. Becky, what are you saying?
On the basis that they do like to stuff their faces in news.
Yeah.
Comedy Dave.
Comedy Dave.
At lunchtime?
Oh, yeah, you'd have gone home by now. Okay, change my answer
to...
Oh,
give her another...
God. I'll change my answer to Edith.
Oh, that's it.
Edith.
Because she wouldn't have had far to walk. She's not greedy, but she's just closest.
But also, Edith does bring in a lot of food as well.
She does, so it's only fair that she gets some back.
I agree. What are you doing?
I don't know. What is wrong with me?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's the great Radio 1 donut race. I had some donuts in the studio. I said, free, first come, first served. Who was first of the donuts? Right, so here are my five raspberry jam donuts. Let's send the email... now. This could be quite boring while we wait. Oh, here's some people coming through now. Oh, no. Oh, it's Alex from Franz Ferdinand. He's not on the list. Alex, do you want a donut? Obviously not. Yes, I've got some gigs this weekend. I'll be at in Newcastle on Friday evening, and also Teesside. And then, of course, Saturday night, I'll be entertaining students in Derby. And, yeah. Oh, Edith sent me an email saying, are they crispies? Edith loves a donut these days. See, I think Edith's turned into one of those donut snobs. Are they crispies? No. Oh, well, I'm not interested. Come on. Now, Laura, off of Laura's Diary, has been on saying, my personal trainer wouldn't like it if I partake in such activities.
How much
she's
money
changed.
Does she
when she works on this show, she'd love a donut. It's working with Fern Cotton, I say. She's coming. Hi, Edith.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Yeah.
Come in.
Have a donut.
Yeah, you can have a donut. We were just doing a little test on air to see if I sent an email out, who would be the first to say yes please and come in. And congratulations, you're the winner.
Does everyone can have them all?
You
thanks,
can have them
see
all.
Ya.
Okay, bye!
Five.
She took all five. There we are.
So I've just given that to Becky
you really
on a plate.
Have, on a plate.
Really?
So Becky gets the point. Edith was first to the donut.
Oh, what's a kidding?
You know, we were talking about this the other day. Ryan Seacrest. Have you seen this on American Idol trying to high five a blind man?
Yeah. Are all these games in tonight's I Was Caring going to leave enough space for you to say your gig date?
No.
Right, okay.
Anyway, so Ryan tries to high-five the man who's blind. Even if you could see somebody, right, would you high-five them?
What do you mean?
Well, if someone went up to you and went, high-five, would you do it back?
It depends who they were.
Right, okay. Well, I asked 10 people on the streets today. I went out and did this myself again. 10 people, asked them to high-five me. How many actually did it?
Oh,
Jappers. Out of 10.
4.
Becky.
6. I love a high five. Sometimes I do 10s if I'm really excited.
Wow. So Becky's saying 6, Jappers are saying 4. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me on the mean streets of the UK. High five. High five!
Yeah!
Thanks. Can I interest you in a high five?
No.
You don't want to high five me?
No.
Right, I put my hand in the air. You put... Come on, try it. I put my hand in the air. You put your hand in the air. We slap together and then we go, high five! Let's do it.
No, thanks.
Do you ever high five?
Sometimes.
But you don't want to do it with me?
No.
Give me some skin, dude.
What?
Oh, no.
What? Skin? High five?
Yeah!
High five, brother.
High five.
Give me some skin, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about, sorry.
Okay, bye. Excuse me, can I interest you in a high five?
No.
Bye. Can I interest you in a high five today?
Ah, yeah, that's good.
That was lovely.
Can I interest you in a high five?
Hi.
No, you're supposed to put your hand in the air. Bye. Can I trouble you for a high five?
I'm not sure.
Do you fancy it?
No, not really.
Okay, high five. Yo, dude.
Yo.
High five.
High five.
Yeah. Woo! Yo, dude.
Okay, hello.
High five.
Where?
What did you offer us a high five?
I just put my hand up.
Are you sure?
High five, my darling.
Wow, it was 4. Well done, Chappers.
Thanks very much.
You get the point, dude.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Don't say give me some skin, dude, ever again, no, will no. you? Really? Doesn't suit you, to be honest.
You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah.
She flipping loves food.
She does.
She loves it. She can't get enough of food, food, food. Here's her own opinion on food.
Some people see food as fuel. I see it as a hobby.
Yeah. So, on Sarah Cox's amazing show this week on Radio 1, how many different types of food did she go on about?
How many different types?
Uh-huh.
So far this week...
Yeah, let's get Becky
today.
Go first.
Oh, all right.
Becky?
Having worked there before, 50. She once made me cook salmon for her in a microwave in the studio, which I then dropped. She loves food.
She does. She's a food connoisseur.
Yeah. So you're saying 50 so far this week?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you saying, Chappers?
I'll say 49.
Oh!
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Sarah Cox. Just from the show this week, talking about food.
Oh my
McDonald's Big Mac, a couple of milkshakes, a pub snack. My lunch, Keena's mustard ears, culinary disappointments, lamb chops, mint sauce,
vegetable food, vegetarian dish,
a mushroom feta affair,
me ready break, too much honey,
Twix, vegetarian dish,
porridge, too much honey, mayo, porridge, mayo,
yogurt, porridge, maybe yogurt. Did you put yogurt on porridge?
Making me hungry, all this. A lamb chop help and a mint sauce, cheese playmans without the Branson,
it's soya, meat, fake lamb,
mint sauce, taste of meat,
like the cauliflower without the cheese,
nut cutlets, sweet corn relish,
falafel without tahini sauce or hummus,
falafels are very halloumi.
The halloumi recently.
Beef stock. Cherry.
Stop talking about snacks.
Missed out on brekkie as well.
Stop talking about food. It's making me hungry. Sorry, I've made myself hungry as well now.
Krusty burger. Wimpy.
Dinner parties.
Foie gras.
Pita bread and sandwiches.
Lollipop lady.
It's a little lollipop man.
Your lollipop.
Cup of tea.
Lovely cup of tea.
Massive luncheon meat.
Fairy cakes and muffins.
Pub snack.
And I've just spat my dinner out.
Cup of tea and a couple of bickies.
Some 80 snacks and some dips.
Pie.
A Victorian lunch.
Grub. American pie.
An egg butty.
Chocolates and stuff.
Eggs for breakfast. Eggs for poached eggs. Okay, lovely.
I can't make eggs by myself.
Make eggs.
Civilized dinner party.
Peppermint tea.
Whoa, coffee.
The coffee's today.
Coffee from upstairs.
Cup of tea and bickies.
What do you have on your chips, Tinchy Strider?
Food will become your new hobby.
It's just food now, really.
I love her so much.
So do I. Possibly one of my favourite I Was a Curate ever.
We love you, Sarah.
Oh.
So good. It's more than 50, so. A lot more than 50.
Oh,
so Becky gets the point, and today once again wins.
Oh, rubbish.
What's a Care? And thanks to Sarah Cox for providing us with much entertainment.
Oh. Radio 1. Scott Mills.